We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning mess. It's time for another one. A staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Martha?
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Martha. So what's going on with your boyfriend, Eddie?
So Eddie and I have been together for about 6 months now. He's always been like, you're like Mr. Party Guy and like going out and like life of the party, you know, like just really outgoing and almost kind of like a bad boy type. And I've had a crush on him for like years and years. I know he's a good guy at heart. You know, we've been in the same circle of friends for a long time. And like I said, I've always had something for him. So I was really surprised and shocked when he reciprocated feelings for me a few months ago.
Has he known about your feelings all this time?
I think he did. Like, I would get kind of nervous when he would come around. And I think I might have, like, said something to him when I was, like, a little bit intoxicated once. And I think he kind of knew that I was into him before he reciprocated anything.
Okay.
So, you know, we were all in the same circle of friends. So we know the same people. And I heard some news from one of our friends that kind of has me a little worried.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about this.
One of his friends told me that Eddie's been cheating on me.
Okay, that's a big thing to be concerned about. What the heck?
Is this a trustworthy friend? Like,
that's the reason I want to come to you guys. I don't know if I can believe him or not. His name is Doug, and Doug has always had a thing for me.
His name is what?
Doug.
Oh, Doug.
Doug.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Doug has had a crush on me since high school. But I've never felt anything for him, and he's just a friend. So, like, it's always been a very clear outline of, like, look, we're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell if he's just trying to mess up everything with Eddie or if he's really being honest.
That's fair. Because if y'all are in the same circle of friends, I can see how it might make him upset to see you with Eddie now for 6 months. You know, that's actually a good amount of time.
Right.
Now,
exactly.
Have you talked to your man about this? I mean, I feel like that would be the first. Oh, okay.
Well, No. Things have been going so good. And like, honestly, like this whole relationship has just been like kind of like a dream come true for me. And like, I don't want it to be true. Like I said, Doug has been had a crush on me forever and he's never done anything bad. But I don't know, man. I just don't know if I trust him on this one. Like, I just want the truth.
Right. Yeah. Because you don't know if Doug just wants you guys to break up. That way he can shoot his shot.
Exactly. Nobody in our group dates, so like me and Eddie are kind of the first one that started dating, so I just feel like Doug is maybe just salty about the whole thing. I don't know.
Wow. And outside of that, have you noticed anything different about Eddie?
Not really. Eddie is just very super outgoing, you know, very funny, always life of the party kind of thing. Like, I don't know. Eddie's always going to be himself, and he's just been himself since we started dating. There's nothing about his personality that has been acting different the last few months. So that's why I'm like, Doug, what are you talking about?
Got you. Okay. Wow. Mm. I really don't know what to think.
Yeah, it's either or. It's either Doug is really setting you up to break you guys up, or Eddie really is cheating on you. Mm. If Eddie is cheating on you, do you give Doug a shot, though?
I don't think so. I don't. And I honestly, like, I really don't want to believe that he's cheating. And
well, of course, yeah.
A little shot of Martha. That sounds like something you order at Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
It kind of does.
A little shot of Martha. What?
But anyway, I do understand why you wouldn't want to just suddenly date him. You said the feelings haven't been there. You know, you can't force it.
Doug isn't my type at all. Like, we're just friends. We're really, really good friends. He's like a brother to me. He's like,
you hit him with a brother. That's friend zone lingo.
Well, we don't even have to worry about that so much. What we are here and worried about is if you're getting cheated on. We're going to find out once and for all if that's happening with the staycation setup. So we'll be calling up your man, Eddie. I'm going to be offering him a free romantic weekend stay and give him the option to see who he would like to bring for his free romantic stay. He should be saying your name. If he says anybody else's name, then we know something's going on there and you let him know how you feel, okay?
Okay.
What if Eddie's cheating with Doug? Whoa. That would be crazy, right?
Wait.
Look at it. All right, staycation setup up next. Okay, the morning mess back with a staycation setup. So we spoke to Martha moments ago. Man, we're conflicted in studio which way it could be because she's been with this guy, Eddie, for about 6 months. Now, she has another friend named Doug. Now, Doug's always expressed that he kind of had a crush, kind of like Martha. Martha's like, now kind of friend zone him. What did she call him, Carla? Brother?
A brother.
A brother. That's friend zone.
That is 100% friend zone.
So Doug let you know, Martha, that Eddie might be seeing someone on the side.
He was just like, oh, I'm pretty sure he's cheating on you. But he didn't say anything concrete. He just said, I'm pretty sure he's cheating on you.
So we're with you saying, well, either Doug wants to break you up and try to kick game to you, or your man Eddie's really cheating on you.
Right.
Has this happened to anybody here in studio before, where someone tried to sabotage your relationship to get with you?
I mean, I'm a little more direct, I guess, with my approach, but that's okay. All right. Like, I'm not going to make up lies. I'll just, you know, let you know. I'm here. Hey, Bryce.
That's right. Gina did take Bryce away from another. Anyways, that's another.
Whatever. We're not making light of the situation.
No, we're not.
One cheated in my case.
Oh, right.
So let's call Eddie. Offer him a free romantic staycation, Martha. Ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Hopefully he says your name. If not, then obviously he has some explaining to do to you, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
No problem. And we have these counselors available as well if you want to talk to them, if he is cheating, want to work it out, or if you individually want to take some counseling, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Eddie?
Yeah, this is Eddie. Who's this?
Hi, Eddie. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, throw in a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm some details with you, but first, congratulations on your winning.
I don't know. That sounds a little too good to be true. I'm not giving you my social security number, my address, or anything.
You don't have to give us any of that information. In fact, I don't even need payment info unless you decide to get room service. So I do have your reservation paperwork in front of me. If you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer along the way. But are you ready for us to get started, sir?
If you're claiming you got a free hotel stay, I'll play along with what's the deal.
Okay, so Eddie, with this free romantic weekend stay, one of the things we do is leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I wanted to give you a moment and think about maybe if you have a special message for that person in your life, and I'll give you a moment to think about that.
Can I curse on the note?
Sure.
But I can't wait to f*** up with you this weekend, ...
Okay. My next question for you, Eddie, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
But, Serena?
Eddie, are you for real?
Damn. Hello?
Hey, Eddie, we gotta legally let you know that you're live on the radio right now.
Who's Serena, Eddie?
So, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Martha's on the line.
Yeah, hello? Eddie, what the f***? Like, are you for real? Like, what's going on?
Babe, what are you talking? What is this?
No, don't me nothing. You have completely lost our right to call me babe. Like, who is Serena? Like, what are we doing here?
What are you talking about? You're the one that called me trying to entrap me or whatever. Like,
don't try to turn anything on me, dude. You're here taking some other girl to a hotel, like, for the weekend, and you can't wait to f*** up with her? Like, what is that? What is happening?
What is the big deal?
I'm sorry. I need to step in here for a second. I offered you a free romantic weekend. You chose to bring somebody by the name of Serena. Who the hell is Serena?
A friend of mine. Why? I don't even know. Who are you to even ask, bro? Like, you guys are the one that called trying to set me up.
We did set you up and you failed and you are seeing someone else.
Oh, my God.
Like, I thought we were serious. Like, I don't understand why you would do this.
Baby, yeah, you're my main girl. I mean...
Ew!
So is it okay if Martha messes around with other guys?
That's a different story.
So you can go and f*** whoever you want, and I'm just supposed to sit there and be okay with it and make sure I have your hot chocolate in the morning? Like, what are you talking about?
I'm not going out and just f***ing whoever I want.
Sounds like it.
If I happen to meet a girl that I like and things happen.
So you just happen to know that you have Serena ready for this hotel weekend getaway, right? You just happen to have her name
ready?
Yeah,
one weekend. What's the big deal? Do I have to be with you every night? You can't have one night
without me? I expect you to be with me every night and every weekend and take me to a free romantic getaway that someone's offering you.
It's not all about...
This guy literally does not even care. He does not see a problem.
No,
because she's trying to make it all about her. She's ridiculous.
It is about her. You're cheating.
Oh, my God.
You're literally telling me it's okay for you to
get out of here, bro.
How many people have you slept with since we started dating?
Yeah, let's get that number.
That's none of your business.
What?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Of course it's my business. What do you mean?
I'm not bringing anybody home. But
you're bringing yourself robocalls or whatever. You get yourself with other homes. What are you doing?
That's dangerous, man.
You guys are on.
We're not talking to you.
Exaggeration.
You're just sucking, Eddie. You've lost all your rights.
Show or whatever,
I never talk to you again.
There you go. That a girl. Eddie, you still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Martha?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, honey.
I knew it.
You need to go get checked out real quick.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, on the bright side, at least now you know that Doug is a really good friend and does have your best interest in mind.
Yeah. That's true.
You should give him a shot. What about Doug? You think you give him a little date?
No, I don't live far south enough for that. But no. Yeah, Doug's cute, but no, he's just not my type.
Okay. Oh, what? The faithful type? Okay, that's dumb, right? Why would you go for that guy?
Let's
right?
not attack Martha.
I'm not. I'm attacking the thought. Never mind, I was attacking Martha. My apologies.
Okay.
Martha, hold on right there. We got some counseling available if you need it. If not, give it to Doug because you're turning him down again.
Jeez Louise.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.